Yes, here come the Dodgers, and hi, everyone. This is Jerry Doggett, along with Vin Scully and Al Helfer, inviting you to stay with us now as we get set to have a big ball game between the Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers. All the doings are sent your way with the compliments of the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of America's oldest lager beer, Schaefer, and also with the compliments of the American Tobacco Company on behalf of Lucky Strike, the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Light up the lucky, it's baseball time. Eat the lucky, it's Dodger time. Settle back in your chair, there's baseball in the air right now. It's Dodger time.
Now as the game gets underway, for real enjoyment, have yourself a foaming glass of Schaefer. It's real beer. Hey there, you with a thirst in your throat, want to quench it but good? Want to treat yourself to heaps and heaps of just plain old-fashioned enjoyment? Boy, you pick up a bottle or can of Schaefer beer and you've come to the right place. Sure enough, because this is beer that's brewed for enjoyment, which means in plain words, it's brewed for you. For you if you go for flavor in beer, for the snappy sparkle and tang that's like an autumn afternoon. How about right now for a good time to sample a glass? Let the golden liquid pour, brother, because when it comes to enjoyment, you've got it made. That's Schaefer beer I'm talking about. It's real beer. Ask your home distributor to deliver a case tonight or tomorrow for sure. Well, the Dodgers, after a long trek through the West, now back to the friendly confines of Ebbets Field, hosting the New York Giants. And the bitter rivals set to get together here tonight in the first game of a four-game series. The pitchers, it'll be Don Drysdale for the Dodgers and Ray Crone for the New York Giants. Crone lately of the Milwaukee club. The Giants and the Dodgers, of course, have both been out west, and now they come back to meet head-on here at Ebbets Field opening the four-game series. The Wednesday night game will be played at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City, tomorrow night here, and Thursday night also at Ebbets Field. Here's a rundown now on the batting order for tonight's game. For the Giants, leading off playing second base, it'll be Danny O'Connell. Willie Mays in center field. Ray Jablonski playing at third. Gale Harris at first base. Hank Sauer in left field. Darryl Spencer at shortstop. Dusty Rhodes in right. Balmy Thomas catching and Ray Crone pitching. And now our national anthem. Now, Jim Gilliam at second base, Gino Cimoli in center field, Elmer Vallow in left field, Gil Hodges at first, Carl Farrillo in right, Roy Campanella catching, Randy Jackson at third, Charlie Neal at shortstop, and the pitcher, Don Drysdale. Drysdale, one start against the Giants, he won 3-0 and lost to the Giants in relief, 8-7. Crone has not pitched against the Giants against the Dodgers as a Giant. He pitched a complete game with Milwaukee 7-2 here at Ebbets Field on June the 11th. The Dodgers have a 6-3 record against the Giants this season, 3-1 at Ebbets Field, 3-2 at the Polo Grounds. The last two games shutouts, Brooklyn winning 3-0 and 6-0 behind Drysdale and Magley at the Polo Grounds July 1st and 2nd. The Dodgers, by the way, have won 18 and lost 8 since the All-Star game, which is the best in the league. They're tied with Milwaukee since the All-Star game. But the Cardinals have come along now and have taken over first place in the National League standings with a red-hot homestand. The Cardinals lead the league by a half game over Milwaukee. The Dodgers are in third, 3 games away. Cincinnati in fourth, 4.5, and Philadelphia 6 behind. Now the Dodgers take the field. Elmer Vallo going to left. Randy Jackson to third. Charlie Neal to shortstop. Gino Cimoli to center. Jim Gilliam to second base. Carl Furl to the right. Gil Hodges to first base. Roy Campanella to do the catching. And Don Drysdale to do the pitching. Well, friends, if you're anywhere in the neighborhood and would like to see a great ball game, make your plans. Come on over right now to Lovett's Field and take this one in. Still plenty of good seats available for you. So why don't you come on out and see the Dodgers play the Giants here at Ebbets Field this evening. It ought to be a good one, and we know you'll enjoy baseball here at Ebbets Field. The Dodgers certainly had a great road trip, and now back home to try to fatten up a little bit as all the National League clubs come by before they go on the road again for any lengthy stay. The Dodgers go to Pittsburgh for a weekend, then come back next week to the Polo Grounds, and then entertain the Pirates the following week, and then we'll be busy against the Western clubs as they invade Ebbets Field. So the Dodgers' big push now will be between now and Labor Day, because after Labor Day, Brooklyn will have just 4 home games here at Ebbets Field. So we'd advise you to make your plans to see as many games as you can while the Dodgers are at home. Well, they look nice and clean and spick and span in the white uniforms after mussing up the road uniforms for a while. Stepping into the batter's box now, leadoff man Danny O'Connell. And stepping up for Schaefer Beer in the play-by-play, here's Al Helfer.
Al? Thank you very much, Jerry. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Al.
Danny O'Connell batting at 254, 4 home runs and 20 runs batted in. Young Don Drysdale, the sidearm right-hander, on the mound for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Tall, skinny kid is 1-8. He's lost 6. He's 1-1 with the Giants this year. So the big 4-day series is underway as Drysdale makes the first pitch and stuffs it in there, called strike. No balls, one strike to count on right-hand hitting Danny O'Connell. He'll be followed by Willie Mays, the center fielder. Then will come Jabbo Jablonski, the third baseman. Drysdale pitches again. The curveball is over for a strike. No balls, 2 strikes to count out of Danny O'Connell. Don Drysdale on the mound. Roy Campanella behind the plate. Drysdale offers a sidearm fastball, and that's a little bit low. 1 ball and 2 strike count on Danny O'Connell. Reading around the infield, first to third is Hodges at first, Gilliam at second, Neal at shortstop, and over at third base, Randy Jackson. Drysdale delivers a curveball that's outside. O'Connell started to go and changed his mind to take ball 2. Two balls, 2 strike count. Out in left field, Elmer Vallo, Gino Cimoli in center, Carl Furlow in right. Sidearm fastball is dribbled back toward the mound, Drysdale off to his right, up with it, throws to first base in time, and that's all for O'Connell. 1 up, 1 down in the top half of the first inning as the Giants move against the Dodgers here at Ebbets Field. Up to the plate now comes Willie Mays. Willie batting at 322. 24 home runs, 68 runs batted in. Delivers a side-on fastball. Willie Mays takes it outside. 1 ball and no strike. We're in the top half of the first inning, in case you just tuned in. Danny O'Connell, the first man up, dribbled back to the mound and Drysdale threw him out. Don delivers again. Willie Mays punches out and hits it through the hole between first and second in the right for a base hit. Oh, Willie's on. First base hit in tonight's ball game. Coming up now will be Ray Jablonski, right-hand hitting third baseman. Jabbo batting at 305, has 6 home runs and 23 runs batted in. Willie Mays is always a threat to go. He has 30 stolen bases so far this year. Leads off at first base. Hodges holds the corner on him. Drysdale to the stretch to check a first base. A pitch to the plate is swung on and fouled away. Willie Mays bluff moving off at first. Drysdale kicking dirt out at the mound. Gets ready. Looks over and checks up to see where Mays is going. Campy holds him in as a target. Mays takes his lead. There's a throw to first, not in time. No ball, one strike count on Ray Jablonski, up for his first at bat. Down comes the pitch, right arm curve. It's swung on and bounced up towards shortstop. Neal has to wait for it to come to him on a big hop, then throws the man out at first base with Willie Mays taking second. Down here in the top of the first inning, no score in the ball game as yet. An upset, Gale Harris. Gale is at first base tonight for the New York Giants in place of the ailing Whitey Lockman. Whitey came up with an upset stomach a couple of days ago, and so far he hasn't been able to get over it. So Gale Harris is hitting for Whitey, playing for him at first base. Batting at 226, he has 6 home runs and 19 runs batted in. Willie Mays at second. 2 down, top of the first, no score. Right arm fastball is swung on by Harris and hit foul off the third base side into the crowd, out of play. Another big night game here tomorrow night between the Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers. A total of 20,000 seats will be available for tomorrow night's game. Hope you're making your plans to be out here with us. If you're in the neighborhood right now, there are plenty of seats available tonight. Come on out. Enjoy the rest of the evening. It's nice and comfortably cool here. Drysdale to the stretch on the 0-1 count, delivers the fastball, and that's outside. One ball and one strike is the count on Gale Harris. Gale, a left-hand hitter, stands about three-quarters deep at the plate. And moves back almost on the restraining line as he gets ready to hit. The 1-1 delivery with Willie Mays at second and 2 down. Down comes that pitch, swung on. The bat is broken. The comebacker hits to the mound. Drysdale clears it, fires to first in plenty of time, and the inning is over. No runs, one hit. One man left on for the Giants in the top half of the first inning. Well, the score at the end of a happening of play. It's the Giants nothing. They're now coming to bat. Brooklyn Dodgers have nothing. Jerry, I think you've got something. Word for it, perhaps.
Well, we've got a brief Schaefer scoreboard, Al. We'll run down that real quickly. One game played today. That was in the American League. The Cleveland Indians beat the Yankees at the stadium 7-2. Cleveland, 7 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Garcia, the winner. And the Yankees, 2 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. Larson was the loser. Woodling got his 10th home run of the year. It came in the 9th inning with 2 on. Here's a quick rundown on the scores yesterday in case you folks missed them. The Milwaukee Braves beat Brooklyn 9-7. The Giants split with Cincinnati, winning the first game 7-6 in 14 innings. The Red Legs took the nightcap 3-2. Philadelphia won the first game in St. Louis 5-4, and St. Louis won the nightcap 4-1. Chicago beat Pittsburgh affair 6-0 and 3-2. In the American League, Yankees beat Cleveland twice, 5-2 and 6-5. Chicago beat Boston 11-6. Baltimore beat Kansas City 5-0, and Washington beat Detroit 8-4. So the National League standings as we go to play tonight. St. Louis on top by a half game over Milwaukee. The Dodgers are next, 3 behind. Cincinnati 4.5, Philadelphia 6, the Giants 18, and Chicago and Pittsburgh. In the American League, the Yankees now have a 7-game lead over second place Chicago, with Boston 13.5 away in third. That's everything off the Schaefer scoreboard, Al. So let's get right back to play. And here's Gilliam and Al Helfer.
Right, Jerry. Jim Gilliam batting at 248. Has one home run, has 28 runs batted in. Coming up to play shallow at third base, Ray Jablonski. Going deep behind first, Gale Harris. Out on the mound, the right-hander Ray Crone, ready to make the first pitch. Val McThomas sets him in as a target. Down comes that pitch. It's outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes to count on Jim Gilliam. First man up for the Dodgers here in the last half of the first inning of a scoreless ball game. Umpire Sikori down off the shoulder of Valmy Thomas to get a look at the pitch. Gilliam hitting left-handed, waggles that bat around. Crone ready to go into his motion now. Does, kicks high and throws. What a fastball, was dragged down to the right side. O'Connell digs it out of the dirt, whips his throw to first in time, and Gilliam goes down. One out. Last half of inning number one. Now the batter is Gino Samole. Gino Cimola, batting at 303, has 9 home runs and 39 runs batted in. He's taking the place of Duke Snider tonight in center. Duke's trick knee cutting up on him again. And as Jerry explained to you earlier, the suggestion has been that Duke have it operated on this winter. So he's mulling that over in his mind. Going ready. Comes down to a right-hand hitter with a big curveball and drops it in there for a strike. No ball, one strike count. On deck to go next will be Elmer Vallo, left-hand hitting left fielder. Going ready. He's pumping motion, twists and throws. Fires fastball in there, it's on the inside off the hand. One ball and one strike. You're tuned in with us late, you'd like to know what the Giants did in the top of the first inning. O'Connell was the first man up and bounced out to Drysdale. Mays singled through the hole between first and second into right, moved down to second base on Jablonski's ground out, and then the inning was ended when Harris was thrown out to Drysdale. Gino Cimola fires one down the middle. Nice backhand stop by O'Connell. He's throw to first base. He's not in time. Oh, Gino beats it off. Brings Bill Rigney off the Giants bench and out to do a little arguing here. Last half of the first inning. Low bounding ball hit up the middle. Danny O'Connell, a desperation try from deep behind second after a nice backhand stab. Through to first base. Umpire Stan Landis said nope. He didn't get it there in time. Well, the Dodgers with one out now have a runner at first base, and the argument continues down at first with Stan Landis and Bill Rigney. Tommy Thomas, who had started down towards first base, has been waved back, and he's coming back behind the plate now. Now Rickey turns, starts stomping back toward the Giants dugout, down the third base side. Ray Crone getting ready now to pitch to Elmer Vallo. Vallo batting at 325, has 2 home runs and 16 runs batted in. In 18 games as a starter, Elmer Vallo, who has picked up as utility man and as a pinch hitter, in 18 games as a starter, Elmer Vallo is batting at 367. Overall, at 325. Left-hand hitter stands midway in batter's box. Works up somewhat on the handle of the bat. Leading off at first, Gino Cimola. The pitch to the plate, taken by Vallo, and it's good for a strike. Elmer had a notion and changed his mind. Now he's looking down at Billy Herman behind third to see what kind of sign may be on. We'll keep an eye on Cimola for you. He may be gone. Fiddler coaching Cimola off at first base. Now Crone is ready. Looks at Vallo. Then turns and throws to first. Cimola hops in ahead of it. Nothing between New York and Brooklyn. We're in the last of the first inning. Another throw to first, and Cimola again nimbly hops back. Now the 0-1 delivery on Elmer Vallo. But instead, another throw to first. And again, Cimola is back. Down comes the pitch. Big curveball, and Vallo after it deals a foul up the first base side. Valmy Thomas giving it chase. Little catcher comes back behind the plate now for the Giants. Cimola wandering back into first base. The count is no balls and two strikes on Elmer Vallo. One out, last half of the first inning. One on, there is no score. Ray Crone gets his sign. Looks over his shoulder at first base. Comes set. Delivers. Fastball. And Vallo cuts at it and doesn't get it. Strike three. Elmer tried to check his swing, actually. He's gone a little bit too far. Now coming up is Gil Hodges. Standing in, batting at 303, has 16 home runs and 63 runs batted in. Crone checks his runner, Cimola, delivers the plate, and Hodges swings on the pitch and drives one deep to center field. Mays going back. way back in center field holds it down. Gill hit that right on the nose. So that's all in the last half of the first inning for Brooklyn. No runs, one hit. Gino Smoley's roger up the middle. He was the man left on, there were no errors. Score at the end of one. Giants nothing, the Dodgers nothing. Well, we go to the second inning now, and right back to play. Here's Al. Big Hank Starr will be the first man up for the Giants here in the top half of the second inning. Emmer and Hank getting a 249, 14 home runs, 38 runs batted in. Drysdale ready to go to work on him. Young Fuller cuts the pitch loose, and Starr takes a slow curve in for a strike. For Starr, the outfield overshifts to the left and plays deep. The left side of the infield goes deep. Gilliam almost behind second base. Drysdale's curve is way outside. Gaffey backhanding it. One ball, one strike count on Hank Stoller. He'll be followed by Darryl Spencer, the shortstop. And then we'll have Dusty Rhodes, the right fielder. Hank Starr with a slightly open stance, waves that bat around. Drysdale comes into him, 1-1 with fastball, and Starr drills it into right center field. Ferrillo going a long way, cannot get it. It bangs up against the right center field wall. Starr is on his way to second. Here's the throw. It's a stand-up two-back. Hank Starr doubles the right center. That's at number two off Drysdale. Now the Giants have a man in scoring position again at second base. Darryl Spencer coming up. He's the shortstop, batting number six for the Giants. Hitting at 270, has 10 home runs and 37 runs batted in. Right-hand hitter, wide spread eagle stance. Starr leads down off second. Drysdale checks him, throws the fastball to the plate inside off the hand. One ball, no strikes. The count on Darryl Spencer. Campanella signs for the pitch now. Drysdale's about to fire it in there. Cuts it loose. Fastball swung on and missed for a strike. One ball, one strike count. The Giants have two base hits tonight. Willie Mays pounded one through the hole at first into right field in the first inning for a single. Moved to second on the ground out and died there at second base. When Harris hit back to the mound, was thrown out. Now Starr opens with a double to right center. He's on at second. Pitch to Spencer, curve, in for a strike. One ball, two strike count on Darryl Spencer. No score in the ball game. We're moving along here in the top of the second inning. The F&M Schaefer Brewing Company, very happy to be pouring it to you tonight from Ebbets Field. Drysdale delivers a curve, 3-4, and fenced out to center field. Gino Smoley has the range on it. Starr tags up at second. Smoley's got the ball, fires all the way in, and cut off. So Starr holds on. One out in the second, the runner at second. And left-hander hitting Dusty Rhodes is coming along. Rhodes batting at 209, has four home runs and 18 runs batted in. Our Schaefer Award winners for the week, Sandy Amorose, whose bat has been just about as hot as a pistol lately, riding the pines now because of a pulled muscle, his leg. Roebuck is the other Schaefer Award winner of the week. Fastball fired to Rhodes is over for a strike. Drysdale leans forward, gets his arms from Campanella. Checks his runner back over his right shoulder. Then comes the plate with a sidearm fastball and drills it in there low. One ball and one strike to count on Dusty Rhodes. Night's starting to settle down over Brooklyn. The lights are starting to take effect real well now. Now for the 1-1 delivery. So the stretch goes Drysdale. The check of the runner. Some fellow whips it in there. Fastball is low and outside. Rhodes count, two balls, one strike.
pretty good lead at second. One out. There's an attempt at pickoff play, and it gets through Charlie Neal, and Saab breaks in second. Gino Simoli attempting to pick the ball up, has it get behind him, but Saab moves down to third, and there he holds. Roy Campanella must be slow coming in, but Saab still does not take advantage of it. Young Don Drysdale, in an attempt at pickoff of Saab back to Charlie Neal at second base, will be charged with an error, throwing it past Charlie into center field. Star taking advantage of the error, moves down to third base. Well, the Giants have a man now in better scoring position. Hank Starr, although slow afoot, could be gotten in on a long fly ball. Dusty Rhodes count, 2-1. Infield pulls up now, hoping to get a chance to cut the runoff at the plate. Drysdale goes into action, pitching to Don Rhodes. Pitch to Dusty is low. 3-1. So right away, the Dodgers find themselves in a little bit of a jam. Scoreless ball game going so far tonight. We're in the top of the second inning. Starr opened with a double to right center. Spencer right out to center field, and then on an attempted pickoff play, Drysdale threw wild. Starr moved over to third. 3-1 delivery on Rhodes. Swung on. Bounding ball up the right side. Foul. Full count now to Dusty. 3-2. Dale's moving out the dirt around pitcher's mound. He's ready to go now with Dusty Rhodes. Count 3-2 on the big fella. Hank Starr comes down off third base. 3-2 pitch. Curveball. Low, ball four. Drysdale puts Rhodes on the first base, issuing the first walk of the night. And the Giants now have runners at first and third, and they're sending up Valmy Thomas, their catcher. Valmy hitting number 8 in the order. Has 3 home runs and 7 runs batted in. Little guy, not very big. Looks like he might be a shortstop rather than a catcher. Right-hand hitter. Batting at 242. First pitch, strike one. Thomas with an overly closed stance. Pumps that bat around, sort of nervous fashion. Drysdale checked up with these runners. Delivers the plate sidearm curve, and Thomas drops it out to Gilliam, who leaps high in the air and grabs it at second base in the runner's hole. Little looping liner to second baseman Jim Gilliam. That's second out for the Giants here in the eighth half of the second inning. And the batter coming up now will be Ray Crone, the pitcher. Crone has 2 base hits for 31 tries this year. Batting at 0-65. Lead away at first and third. The pitch drives him back out of there. 1-0. No score in a ball game. We're in the top of the second inning. The Giants at bat. They have runners at first and third. Dusty Rhodes at first. Big Hank Starr is at third base. Drysdale pitches a sidearm fastball. Sit down to the right side. Gilliam scoots over, picks up, fires to first base. The inning is over, and Drysdale's out of it. It was a hit. There was an error. There were 2 men left off. Well, the score at the end of an inning and a half here tonight at Ebbets Field.
Is the Giants nothing? The Brooklyn Dodgers have nothing.
How's the supply of Schaefer? You got plenty on ice? You got some more in the cupboard? Or when that beer on ice disappears? Well, you better make sure there's plenty, and then maybe get an extra six-pack or two anyway. Because one thing's as sure as sunrise. If there's Schaefer beer in your house, it's bound to disappear at a regular rate. Sure, once a guy discovers the wonderful flavor of Schaefer, the way his taste buds perk up at the taste of it, and the way his eyes tell him that he's in for real enjoyment just at the sight of it, well, that's all. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it disappears. So you'd better get some Schaefer today. It's real beer.
Last of the second, Carl Furlow coming on. Right back to play. Here's Al. Carl Furlow has been doing quite well at bat here. Recently, he has made 9 base hits and 20 at-bats in the last 4 games, and that's boosted his batting average up from 256 to 270. Carl Furlow standing in right now, batting a 279 home run. Cone winds and delivers. The pitch is swung on and hit off the third base flag. It's kicked high in the air. It's a fair ball. Spencer retrieves out in right, stay out in left field, and Carl Furlow is on. That ball hit right off the third base flag. Wouldn't call that a smash, but it's a base hit. That's the second hit off Ray Crone. And gives the Dodgers a base runner at first. That'll bring along Roy Campanella, hitting in the number 6 position. Roy batting at 233, has 12 home runs and 54 runs batted in. Carl Furlow, ready to move off at first base. Gale Harris holding the corner against him. Texas runner comes into the plate with a curveball, and Campy hits it down off the bluster's over third. Spencer pick up a high throw to second base. All hands are safe. It'll go as a base hit. Spencer made a desperation try as the ball caromed off Jablonski's glove. He tried to get his man at second base for the force out, but could not quite get around in time to make it so accurate. Well, the Dodgers may have something cooking here. 2 base hits in a row, and the third base bag or the third baseman figured in both of them. Well, Cron's got himself a little trouble as he's waiting around in hot water out there now. Randy Jackson, the batter, hitting a 250, has 1 home run and 12 runs batted in. Jablonski coming up rather shallow at third base. Coming up shallow at first, Gale Harris. They're trying to hold the runners close. The pitch is made low. The ball 1. John Infield figuring that perhaps the Dodgers may be trying to advance the runners by the sacrifice route. They're playing accordingly. Carl Furlow leads off at second, leading off at first base, Roy Campanella. Down comes the pitch. It is swung on and bounced back over the mound. A slow dribbler coming in fast. Spencer, his only play will be to first base. They get Jackson. And Furlow moves to third. Campanella moves to second. So it was about the same as a sacrifice. They get the runners advanced. Before Neil comes up there, let's pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodger Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, WOKO, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. Correct WOKO time now, 8:30.
Charlie Neal is hitting number 8 in the Brooklyn order. He's coming up to the plate now. Charlie batting at 269, has 8 home runs and 33 runs batted in. This young fellow's been playing with an infected thigh, but hanging right in there anyway. John Infield laying halfway back. Crone makes his pitch. Neil after bounds one over the mound. There's Spencer firing into the plate. Not in time. The Furlow slides under the tag. Well, the choice of the fielder was to play to the plate to try to get Furlow coming in. Couldn't do it. Well, the Dodgers lead it 1-0 with Campanella moving over to third. Charlie Neal stations first base. Give Charlie Neal possession of first base on the fielder's choice. Have Carl Furlow scoring. One to nothing now in favor of Brooklyn. Coming up
to the plate now will be Don Drysdale. One out here in the last half of the second inning. Drysdale is a batsman this year, hitting at 122. Five hits for 41 at bats, has two home runs and five runs batted in. Campanella leading away at third base. Neal crawls away from first. The pitch swung on, but Drysdale and missed the strike one. And has some activity now down in the Giants bullpen. Got a right hander up and starting to throw. Let's check on him, find out who it is. Getting a sign from Val McDonald. Checks up with the runners at first and third. Delivers the plate and attempting to bunt. Drysdale fouls it back. Campanella came down off third a couple of chopping steps to see whether or not that ball was going to be bunted fair or not. Two strikes to count on Drysdale. Trying to squeeze the run in on the safety. Squeeze. Hander in the Giant bullpen is Big Red Worthington, Al Worthington. Now the 0-2 pitch to Drysdale. Down it comes. Drysdale swings and misses strike three. He goes down swinging. That's the second strikeout for Ray Crone. They're two down and two on for the Dodgers here in the last half of the second inning. The batter coming up to the plate now is Jim Gilliam. Jim in the first inning led off the parade, bouncing out to second baseman Danny O'Connell. Jim batting at 247. Jablonski up shallow at third to hold Campanella. Riveted to third. Harris holding first base on Charlie Neal. The pitch to Blake and Gilliam takes it. That's outside and low. Ball one. Danny O'Connell out in position second base trying to sneak in behind first. But perhaps Valmy Thomas might try to pull a pickoff on Charlie Neal. Now the 1-0 delivery. Crone still checking up with Valmy Thomas. Now comes the pitch. It's a curve of tie. Again, O'Connell sneaks over behind first base, but Charlie Neal is back in. There's no throw made. Two balls, no strikes. The count on Gilliam. Delivery. Crone cuts a loose curveball. Is hit slowly down to shortstop. Spencer's up with it. He's got plenty of time. Makes his play to first and every time it's up. The Dodgers in second pick up a run. On two base hits. There were no errors. Two men were left on. Score at the end of two innings of play now. It's Brooklyn 1 and the New York Giants have nothing.
Well, have you seen the 1957 edition of the Dodger yearbook? It's a dandy. 48 pages of anecdotes, stories, pictures, and records of the Dodgers, and that terrific Willard Mullen cartoon on the cover. And have you seen the brand new Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book? Man, it's just crammed full of information. All-time records, complete rosters of all the major league teams, diagrams of the ballparks, a radio TV directory for every club, a fine piece on Pee Wee Reese and also Emmett Kelly. Boy, this is some book. Well, listen to this. Both these fine books can be yours for only 50 cents. That's what I said. Both the 1957 Dodger yearbook and the brand new Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book can be yours for just half a dollar. Now, here's how to get yours. Send 50 cents along with your name and address to Dodger Baseball Books, Box 119, Brooklyn, New York. That's Dodger Baseball Books, Box 119, Brooklyn, New York. Yes, sir, the biggest bargain of the year and the finest in the baseball reading league. It's a fine gift for that youngster of yours, too. And remember, this offer is being made for a limited time only. So order yours today.
We will be back on side two to continue the game.
Third inning of the ball game. Top of the Giant batting order. O'Connell, Mays, and Jablonski coming on. So for Schaefer Beer and more play-by-play, here's Al. Danny O'Connell came up in the first inning as a Giant leadoff man. Hit right back to the mound to Drysdale and thrown out. So he's 0-1. He'll be followed by Willie Mays and then by Ray Jablonski. O'Connell batting at 2-5-3. Drysdale right-hands him. Curveball is in and over for a strike.
Tommy Henrich coaching for the Giants at first base, the third base coach and first lieutenant of Bill Rigney. Little Davey Williams. The 0-1 pitch, sidearm curve, swung on and lined into left center field, in for a base hit. Bell's chasing over into the alley in left center, cannot come up with the ball. And O'Connell steams into second with a two-bagger. Then overruns it, and the throw from Charlie Neal back into Gil Hodges, who was down there at second base to cover. Well, almost got him. It'll go as a double. Danny O'Connell a double to left center. Now each side has three base hits. This ball game in which runs are apparently very much at a premium. The batter coming up now is Willie Mays. Nobody out. Top of third inning. The Giants have the tying run at second. Mays singled to right field first time up. Swings on a pitch this time and fouls it right up over our heads. Strike one. Batting at 324. Single to right field in the first inning was good for two batting percentage points. Drysdale delivers to him again a curve that drives him back out of there. One ball and one strike. Campanella, after having popped the sign, pops him in as a target. O'Connell hands on hips, leads off second. Drysdale checks up with him, then throws 1-1 in the sidearm curve, and Mays after pounds at the deep center field. Cimoli going back, still going back, way back. No use. It's into the center field stands for a home run for Willie Mays. Just unloaded his 26th home run here at Ebbets Field. That's his 25th of the year, too, incidentally. And it gives the Giants the balls now, 2-1. A home run into the center field section. Give Willie two RBIs on it. Hit number four runs 1-2 off Drysdale. The batter up now is Jablonski. Drysdale delivers Jablonski the fastball, and that's low, ball one. Some activity now down in the Dodger bullpen. Pitch to the plate. Jablonski waves at it. Doesn't get it. One ball and one strike. Yeah, ball in the first inning. Bounced out to shortstop Charlie Neal. Young Drysdale ready again. Comes down with a fastball. Jablonski starts to go for it and changes his mind and takes it outside. Two ball, one strike count on Jablonski. We're in the top of the third inning. Nobody out. Two runs have been scored by the Giants. They're leading 2-1. Drysdale pops the next pitch in there and it's swung on. Hits deep shortstop. Kneels up with it. Makes his long hurried throw. It's off the bag, but Hodges makes the tag on Jablonski going by. We have one out. Down in the bullpen for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Right-hander Roger Craig is up and starting to throw. The batter coming up now for the Giants is Gale Harris, their first baseman. He's 0 for 1. Swings on a pitch, doesn't get it. First inning, Harris hit back to the mound and retired to start. So he's 0 for 1 tonight. Batting at 225. The 0-1 delivery, soft curve, is over for a strike. No balls, two strikes now. The count on Gale Harris. One out, the base is empty, top of the third. The Giants lead it 2-1. This is the only ball game being played tonight in the Major League. Unless we have no other current scores to be giving you. Side on fastball is a strike. Gets away from Campanella. He picks up and records the out at first base. Well, give Drysdale his first strikeout tonight. Coming up is Hank Starr, who in the second inning ripped a double to right center, moved around to third base on an error, and died at third. Big right hand hitter. Drysdale fires in there, and Starr after beats it down into the ground foul. Strike one. Starr batting at 2-5-2. It hasn't been too many years ago, and this big fellow is one of the scourges of the Cincinnati Reds. A lot of power and can really risk that ball. The 0-1 pitch. Sidearm left curve is outside. One ball and one strike. Banks proved a rather valuable man for the Giants to have around. He filled in at several spots. Been used quite often as a pinch batter for the Giants. The 1-1 pitch to him. A curve. Swung on a miss for strike two. One ball, two strike count. Starr waves that heavy bat around. Drysdale starts his motion again. Delivers one and two. The fastball is swung on and uppercutted. Back by first base. Gil Hodges waiting for it to come down and squeezes it. Well, that's all for the Giants in the third inning. However, they pick up a lead. Two runs on Willie Mays' two-run home run. There were two hits in the inning. There was no one left on, and there were no errors. So at the end of 2.5 innings of play now, it's the Giants 2. The Brooklyn Dodgers have 1.
You know, after 9 innings of hustling out there on the ball field, a player kind of likes to sit back a while and relax. Well, I guess you'd go for some of the same after you've been working at the job or around the house, huh? Well, let me tell you, to really enjoy relaxing, you put a cool glass of Schaefer beer in your hand. Talk about pleasure, man, that's it. A glass of golden amber Schaefer, tall and cool, topped off with a snowy white crown of foam. Why, it even looks relaxing. And when it comes to flavor, Schaefer's got it. The wonderful light and dusty flavor you want, but don't always find. You see, Schaefer is brewed only of rich barley malt, tangy hops, and other fine natural ingredients. So next time you're in the mood for some really enjoyable relaxing, do it with Schaefer beer. It's real beer.
Last of the third, Simole Vallo-Hodges. Back to the action, here's Al. Gino Simole coming up to the plate. He had a single back up the middle. A stretcher in the first inning. As one of the three hits given up by Ray Crone, who a moment ago had himself behind, now he's out in front. The Giants lead it 2-1. We move to the bottom of the third inning. Ray Crone, the Tennessee right-hander. Val McDonald, his battery mate behind the plate, has the mitt up as a target now, and Simole hitting right-handed, waiting. An overhand fastball, pushed in there low, ball one. Out into center field, in for a base hit. Simole is on. Mays has the ball get away from Ernie Simole plate. He's going for second slides, and he's there. Willie Mays, sort of lackadaisically trying to pick up that ball out in center field. And it stood away from him. He'll be charged with an error. Simole gets a single to center and advances on Willie Mays' error. So Simole is on at second base with a tying run. Coming up to the plate now will be Elmer Vallo. Elmer hitting left-handed. Crone serves up there, and Elmer after it sends a bounding ball to second base. O'Connell waits for it to come to him, makes his play to first to get his man, and Simole moves over to third base. Gil Hodges, the batter. Now the tying run at third can be scored on a sacrifice fly. In the first inning, Hodges drilled one deep to center field. Willie Mays backed up near the board to take it away from him. So Hodges is 0-1. In the last 24 games, Gil Hodges has 24 runs batted in. And in Chicago, as most of you know by this time, Gill unloaded his 13th bases-loaded home run in his career to lead the National League in that department. Stone delivers to him, and Hodges takes the slow curve downstairs for ball one. Dying run at third. The Giants lead it 2-1. Gino Samola opens fly, moves off third, and Jablonski plays behind the bag. And pulls close to the line, as figured Hodges is pretty much of a full hitter. Stone delivers outside and low. Two balls, no strikes to Hodges. We're in the last half of the third inning at Ebbets Field. Samola opened with a single to center. And when the ball got away from Willie Mays, just slightly, Samola hardly broke stride. He just kept right on going, moved into second on the error. Hazel moved over to third base now on Vallow's ground out. That's how we stand right at this moment. Throne ready. Delivers 2-0. Slow curve is swung on and dribbled up the third baseline foul. Billy Herman fielding it, fires it back to the Dodger bench. New balls put in play now. The plate umpire, Corey. Two balls, one strike is the count on Gil Hodges. Carl Ferrillo up there to follow. John infield, playing back at fielding depth. With the exception of Gale Harris, our first baseman, he's playing up ahead of the base path off the first base line. Now the pitch to Hodges on the 2-1 count. Stone cuts it loose, an overhand fastball. Hodges rips it down as Jablonski will make a nice diving stop. His play will go to first base. It's into the dirt. The run comes in to score, and Hodges is safe at first on the low throw. However, it'll go as a base hit. Jablonski did mighty well to keep that ball from going into left field. He dived out to his left and went right down on his side to grab that ball right off the dirt top. Cibole, digging, came in to tie it all up, and Hodges is on at first base. They'll give Gill the RBI, makes him a total of 64 runs batted in. So the error has figured very prominently here in the third inning, allowing the Dodgers to tie up the ball game. With one out and a runner at first, Carl Ferrillo, who hit one off the third base bag for a single back in the second inning, is coming along. Batting at 272. Thrown to the stretch in a tie ball game. Looks at first. Delivers a plate. Ferrillo takes the curve over to knees for strike one. With the runner Hodges, then delivers the plate. Ferrillo, after the pitch, fouls it back to the screen. Strike two on Carl. For Brooklyn, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. And for the New York Giants, 2 runs and 4 hits, they have 1 error. It's Crone against Drysdale tonight here at Ebbets Field. This afternoon, Cleveland defeated the Yankees 7-2. Nothing is going tonight. This is the only ball game. There's action going now in the bullpen for the Giants as Red Worthington gets up to start the throw again. Down comes the pitch. Fastball right under the chin to Ferrillo. That was close. Ooh, that was close. Well, had to hit the dirt. That was no slow, easy, goose-em-up pitch either. That ball was coming. Ferrillo now is a ball and two strikes. One out, one on here in the third inning. Tied up ball game, 2 apiece. Hodges, the possible tie-breaking run at first base. Brown is all ready now. Here's Zion to get his sign from Valmy Thomas. Looks at first. Throws to the plate. Ferrillo after it hits the ball foul off the first base side to the second tier. Now stays right on the ball and two strikes. On right fielder, Carl Ferrillo. And the Giant out of defense is up the alley in right center. Mays playing over on the third base side of second as you look out from behind home plate. Dusty Rhodes playing in front of the Schaefer scoreboard in right. Throne ready. Delivers, soft curve, and Furlow fouls it away, and it hits the hand of Almy Thomas, I believe. He's bare meat ham, but he's going to be all right. One ball, two strike count on Furlow. Sikori asking Thomas if he's all right. Almy put a spit on his hand, said, "Yeah, I'm ready." Then starts to walk out slowly toward the pitcher's mound, flexing the fingers in his right hand. Well, Thomas and Krohn will have a short conference, mainly to give the catcher a chance to get some feeling back into a numbed right hand. Give you just enough time, too, to scoot right out into the kitchen, open the refrigerator door, and get you that Schaefer quart, huh? That's a good idea. Now the 1-2 delivery. Krohn gets his time. Rogers leads away from first. The 1-2 pitch to Furlow. Curveball in there for called strike three. Krohn checked up and took it. Krohn pops up with his third strikeout tonight. Struck out Vallow, struck out Drysdale, now has gotten Furlow. Two out, and Hodges at first base representing the tie-breaking run. Roy Campanella, who singled in the second inning, is coming up. Campy batting at 236. Thomas Campanella over and delivers to him. Low and outside for ball one. Hodges dancing around at first base, has Gale Harris on the move with him. One ball, no strike count on Campanella. Last half of the third inning. Two down, one on. One run has been scored. It's all tied here at 2-2. The Dodgers at bat. Krohn on the mound for the Giants. Delivers, Campanella takes. Low outside. Throw to first base on the pitch out. It's not in time. The count is two balls and no strikes on Campanella. Moves that bat around easily. Krohn delivers to him. Campy after hits the ball to third base. Jablonski down, up with it. Goes to second base to O'Connell for the fourth on Hodges. That retires the side in the third inning. 5-4 foot out if you're scoring it with us. One run for Brooklyn in the inning. There were two base hits, there was one error, and there was a man left on. So the score at the end of three innings of play. It's Brooklyn 2, and the Giants have 2.
Light up the lucky, it's light up time. Be happy, go lucky, it's light up time. For the taste that you like, light up a lucky strike. You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Darryl Spencer will be the batter coming up for the New York Giants here in the top of the fourth. He's 0-1. He's flied to center. Drysdale cranks up, fires in. Spencer, right-hand hitter, takes the low curveball. Ball one. Back to Spencer. Sidearm slammed into center field for a base hit. Somebody waits for it to come to him, and Spencer's on with a single. Now each side has 2 runs on 5 hits in an error. The batter coming up to the plate. Dusty Rhodes. Dusty came up there in the second inning and walked. 209. Left-hand hitter. He's after the first pitch and rifles it over first base and it curves foul down the right field line. No balls, one strike on Dusty. Darryl Spencer off running on the blow. Has come back first. Come on out, right? tonight here at Ebbets Field, the second of the four night games to be played between these two clubs. Pitch swung on, hit out to left field. Elmer Vallow comes up about midway and left, is under it. An easy chance for Elmer, and he squeezes it. Well, we have the first out in the top of the fourth inning. Center remains at first base, and coming up to the plate is Valmy Thomas. The giant catcher in the second inning lined one, a little looping liner, to second baseman Jim Gilliam. Thomas is batting at 240. Little guy generates a surprising amount of power. Pitch to him is over the knees for strike one. Count on Valmy Thomas. A check of the runner at first. Side on fastball. Comes in about hip high on the inside. One ball, one strike on Thomas. All tied here in the top of the fourth at 2-2. Drives there, looks back at Spencer leading off at first base. And delivers another sidearm curve. This one swung on by Thomas and missed. Lashed out at a great big curveball, way out off the end of his bat. One ball, two strike down on the giant catcher. Spencer moving away from first. Drysdale, sidearm curveball, swung on a missed strike three. Well, that's it for Thomas. And before we have the next batter up there, let's pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, New York. WOKO, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. It's 1 minute before 9 o'clock.
Pitcher Ray Crone up at the plate. He bounced out with the second baseman, Jim Gilliam, in the second inning. He's 0 for 1 tonight. Drysdale comes into him with a fastball and slides in off the thighs for ball one. Spencer, who opened with a single to center field, still riding off at first base. Drysdale pitches. That's good. It's a waste for a strike. One ball and one strike count on Ray Crone. Two outs, one on. Top of the fourth inning, the Giants at bat to score tied at 2-2. Win the third place Brooklyn Dodgers and the sixth place New York Giants. Brooklyn tonight going into the ball game three games off the pace, being set in the National League by St. Louis. Milwaukee in second, a half game behind, and Brooklyn comes up with three behind, and comes Cincinnati four and a half. Side on fastball has the hitter tied up, drives Crone out of there. Ball two. That's a count on Ray Crone. Right-hand hitter, wide spread stance. Drysdale checks his runner, Spencer, at first. Delivers a sidearm fastball, and that's a little bit low. Count on Crone now, 3-1. Got behind now to his opposing moundsman. About to deliver 3-1 on Ray Crone. Down comes that pitch. Low outside, ball four. Crone walks. That moves Spencer down to second base with two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. That's second base on balls given up by Drysdale. Neil going out at the top of the batting order and Danny O'Connell. Danny in the first inning. Tapped back to the mound for the first out of the ball game and then came along in the third inning. As the leadoff man in the inning, wrapped a double to left center field, and then Willie Mays stepped up and hit a two-run home run. Give the Giants their two runs. So of the five hits, Drysdale has given up. O'Connell has had one, and Mays has had a pair of them. Runners at first and second, two down, top of the fourth inning. The Giants at bat and up in the bullpen for the Brooklyn Dodgers, tall right-hander Roger Craig. Campanella, motioning two men are out. He holds up two fingers. Rod Drysdale ready to pitch here to O'Connell. Delivers, O'Connell takes. The pitch is low. One ball, no strike. Ball partially got away from Campanella. The runners did not break. Drysdale ready to go back to work now on the batsman, Danny O'Connell. Greg Crown, the pitcher, leading away at first. Prince with the shortstop leading off at second base. There, the giant runner. Drysdale's sidearm fastball is taken at the knees for strike. One ball, one strike count on Danny O'Connell, starting the third batting go-round for New York. All tied, two and two. Each side, two runs, five hits. Each side has committed an error. Drysdale ready to work. Delivers 1-1. Pitch is swung on. Hit down to shortstop. Neal up with it. Flips over to Gilliam for the fourth out on Crone, coming into second base and up retires the side. In the fourth for the Giants. No runs, one hit. Coupled with a walk, left two men on. There were no errors. And the score at the end of 3 1/2 innings of play remains the Giants 2. The Brooklyn Dodgers have 2.
How's the supply of Schaefer? You got plenty on ice? You got some more in the cupboard? Or when that beer on ice disappears? Well, you better make sure there's plenty, and then maybe get an extra six-pack or two anyway. Because one thing's a sure sunrise. If there's Schaefer beer in your house, it's bound to disappear at a regular rate. Sure, once a guy discovers the wonderful flavor of Schaefer, the way his taste buds perk up at the taste of it, and the way his eyes tell him that he's in for real enjoyment just at the sight of it, well, that's all. Like I said, it disappears. So you'd better get some Schaefer today. It's real beer.
Now to the last half of the fourth inning. Jackson, Neal, Drysdale to face Ray Crowen. Back to the play. Here's Al.
Randy Jackson making his second appearance of the night. Came up in the second inning his first time and rolled out the shortstop. And when he did so, he advanced two runners on the bases at that time, and one of them was later scored. Randy Jackson hitting right-handed, batting at 247. Rick Crone working the mound tonight for the Giants, all tied up in a pitching duel with Don Drysdale. The Giants have two runs, five hits, and an error, and the Brooklyn Dodgers two runs, five hits, and one error. 2-2, going into the last half, inning number four. The Giants' runs came in the third when, after O'Connell had doubled, Mays hammered a home run to center field. Scored a two Giant run. Pitch to plate to Jackson, low and outside to the dirt for ball one. The Dodgers scored one run in the second inning and one in the third. Set to work. Now delivers to Jackson on the 1-0 count. Fastball is dribbled away foul. One ball and one strike on Jackson. Randy will be followed by Charlie Neal and then by Don Drysdale. Randy looking for his 24th base hit of the year. Throne ready. 1-1's the plate. Jackson swings on a high curveball and pops it back foul. One ball and two strikes. Throne already. Jackson moves that bat around. Now the 1-2 pitch to Randy Jackson. Overhand fastball. Randy swings and misses strike three. O'Crone hangs up another strikeout. That'll be fourth. Charlie Neal, the batter. Came up in the second inning. And was the base runner on the fielder's choice that allowed Gino Cimoli, rather to Carl Ferrillo, came in to score. Gino Camoli in the third inning scored the other run for the Dodgers. The pitch to Charlie Neal. Curveball slammed back to the screen foul. Strike one. Charlie Neal batting at 268. With a new ball. That's Thomas again for the side and gets it. Now delivers 0-1. Pitches low and outside. One ball and one strike. Neal with 8 home runs and 33 runs batted in. Slender right-hand hitter. Crone had that ball behind his back. Now starts his motion. His 1-1 delivery, an overhand curveball, fouled off the hand of Balmy Thomas. That's the second time that young fella's gotten one on the bare meat hand tonight. Starts to walk this one off. One ball, two strike count on Charlie Neal with one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning and no base runners. Score tied at 2-2. Two runs, five hits, one error each side. The Giants came from behind to lead it in the third inning after the Dodgers had scored in the second, one run. O'Connell doubled to left center. Mays hammered one into the center field bleachers for a home run, his 25th of the year. Then the Dodgers came back to tie the ball game in the third inning when after Simoli singled up the middle and took second on Willie Mays' error. Moved over to third on the ground out. He was scored when Hodges had a single. Pitch this one on. Ripped back foul. Count is the ball and two strikes now on Charlie Neal. Now the 1-2 delivery. Neal pumping the bat. Crone lets him cool out a little bit. Peers around, sort of like looking around the corner for the sign. Now the 1-2 pitch. Overhand fastball. Neal takes it on the corner, called strike three. Well, that's the fifth strikeout. Ray Crone. The batter coming up now will be Drysdale. Don struck out in the second inning. He was the second strikeout of the evening for Crone. He'd gotten Vallow in the first inning. Drysdale moving along. The F&M Schaefer Brewing Company, Brooklyn. Very happy to be shipping it your way from Ebbets Field tonight. Hope you're enjoying America's oldest lager beer. Schaefer, it's real beer. Throne ready. Delivers, Drysdale. Looks at it, it's crossing. That's in for a strike. Big curveball. Drysdale waves at that one, doesn't get it. That's strike two. Crone set with Balmy Thomas on the sign for the 0-2 delivery to Drysdale. Backs it in there. One on a miss. Strike three. Drysdale up twice, strike that twice, and that's the sixth strikeout for Crone. He strikes out the side in the fourth inning. Well, there's nothing in class for Brooklyn in the fourth. And the score at the end of four full innings of play. New York 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. Brooklyn 2 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error.
Well, have you seen the 1957 edition of the Dodger Yearbook? It's a dandy. 48 pages of anecdotes, stories, pictures, and records of the Dodgers, and that terrific Willard Mullen cartoon on the cover. And have you seen the brand new Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book? Man, it's just crammed full of information. All-time records, complete rosters of all the major league teams, diagrams of the ballpark, a radio TV directory for every club, a fine piece on Pee Wee Reese, and also Emmett Kelly. Boy, this is some book. Well, listen to this. Both these fine books can be yours for only 50 cents. That's what I said. Both the 1957 Dodger Yearbook and the brand new Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book can be yours for just half a dollar. Now, here's how to get yours. Send 50 cents along with your name and address to Dodger Baseball Books, Box 119, Brooklyn, New York. That's Dodger Baseball Books, Box 119, Brooklyn, New York. Yes, sir, the biggest bargain of the year and the finest in the baseball reading league. It's a fine gift for that youngster of yours, too. And remember, this offer is being made for a limited time only. So order yours today.
Now we move into the fifth inning, and Willie Mays is the man up to plate for the New York Giants. Jake Drysdale pitch outside for ball one. After the next pitch, and he lines it out to left field. Elmer Vallow comes in for it and loses that ball, and it bounces up over his head. Up against the wall it goes, and Willie Mays finds himself at first base. A low line drive that seemed to take off. Elmer Vallow came in for it. Willie Mays opens the fifth inning with a single to left field. That's at number six off Drysdale. Jablonski, the batter now. Drysdale checks his runner, Mays, and whistles one over there to keep Mays close. Shot on fastball, and Jablonski takes it in there for the strike. Top of the fifth inning. New York 2, Brooklyn 2. And the Giants trying to crack it open here in the fifth inning. Mays leads off at first. Drysdale throws over there to keep him close again. Willie Mays, who has stolen 30 bases this year, is always a threat to move, and the pitchers are very conscious of the fact of this when he's on. Drysdale works the plate. Jablonski swings. It's a little handle blooper back at second base. It's grabbed by Gilliam, and Mays scurries back to first base. At the top of the fifth, one on, and the batter coming up to the plate is left-hand batting Gale Harris, filling in at first base for the ailing Whitey Lutman. Drysdale ready to pitch now to Harris. Looks at Willie Mays. Delivers that sidearm fastball, and Harris dribbles a foul up the first base line. It's strike one on Gale. Harris has been up twice tonight. He's gone 0 for 2. Kept back to the mound when he came up in the... his first time at bat in the first inning, and then in the third, he struck out. Drysdale once more checking up on Willie Mays at first base. Delivers 0-1 to Harris. It's pitch out. Willie wasn't going. So they wasted one trying to figure on Willie. But he crossed him up. One ball, one strike is the count on Gale Harris. Drysdale, after having shaken off the sign, accepts the next one. Pitches. It's swung on by Harris and Mitch. Strike two. Mays holding on tight there at first base. All game, all tied at 2-2. Now the 1-2 delivery on Harris. Right down, the checker first decides to throw over there, and Mays just pops back in ahead of it. Waiting for this little byplay. Let's let us up a lucky, huh? Oh, that's it. Tied on fastball. Hit right back to the mound. Drysdale goes back to Neal at second for one to throw the first double play. So the first double play of the ball game is recorded tonight. Drysdale to Neal and on to Hutch. Well, they get him here in the top half of the fifth inning on the double play. And that'll ship off 1,000 luckies to our VA hospital at Montrose, New York. Happy smoking, fellas. There'll be more coming. In the fifth, no runs, one hit. No errors, nobody left on. Score at the end of 4.5 innings of play now. The Giants 2 and the Dodgers 2.
We will continue this game on the next cassette.
of you have your lucky going. We're going into the bottom of the fifth inning of a 2-2 tie. Jim Gilliam, the batter, and right back to Al.
Jim Gilliam's 0-for-2 tonight, facing Ray Krohn. Gilliam batting a 2-4-6 in a 2-2 tie. Krohn is ready, starts his motion. Delivers a plate, and Gilliam watches it sail in there for strike one. From a curveball, slides in across the knees inside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Ray Krohn in the fourth inning struck out the last third of the batting order. Struck him out in order. Now in the fifth, he's going to work on Gilliam. The 1-1 count to Jim. He runs up on the next pitch, bluffs the bunt, and takes the pitch high for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Kicked up, blowing out toward right field, stiff enough to help fly balls get out toward Bedford Avenue. Jim's a left-hand hitter, switch hitter, but right now hitting left-handed. So he'll be hitting into that wind. Slices the pitch foul down the left field side. Wind's picking up pretty well. As the button stands straight out from the flagpoles now. Krohn delivers the fastball, and Gilliam backs off and takes it across the shoestring. That's ball three. Both down now to Gilliam, three balls and two strikes. We're in the last half of the fifth inning. This is the first Dodger up. The score is tied at 2-2. Gilliam will be followed by Simoleon and by Elmer Vallo. Rachel Fitch. Laced foul just outside third. Krohn appears to be rather fast this evening. Gilliam usually able to get around on the pitch pretty well, has fouled several off past third base. It's an indication he's getting around a little late on that fastball. Now for the 3-2 delivery. Krohn works it in there, and Gilliam backs off and takes it inside, ball four. That first base on ball is given up by Krohn tonight. Drysdale has passed out a pair. The batter is Gino Simoli. He's been up twice. He's singled twice. 2-for-2. Hitting a 3-0-7. Danny O'Connell's called for time and moves in to have a talk with Ray Krohn. Valmy Thomas is going to get into it now, along with first baseman Gail Harris. Only one other ball game played in the majors today. That was a Cleveland victory over the New York Yankees. Final score there was 7-2. Cleveland 7 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Garcia, the pitcher. Yankees 2 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. Larson. Woodling had a home run in the ninth with 2 on, his 10th of the year for Cleveland. Now the pitch to Simoli. Curveball swung on by Gino and missed for strike one. Great big roundhouse affair. Gilliam at first having walked. Harris holds the corner on him. Here in the bottom of the fifth, the Dodgers at bat. One on, nobody out. 2-2 tie. And there'll be more coming at you for the next three nights. Same two ball clubs. Krohn delivers. Pitch out, a throw to first. Is not in time. I figured that Jim might be moving. One ball, one strike is the count now. And Simoli, who looks around his third now to get a sign to see what may be in the wind for this one. To the score. Gilliam hands on hit, drives away from first. Krohn checks up with him, then delivers the plate. Simoli takes another pitch out. There's no throw to first. Down to two balls, one stretch. From a
comes down to pump his sign now for Ray Crone. Now Ray's ready. 2-1 pitch. Gillian Bluff's going. The pitch is low on outside. Ball three. Now Simoli has things going his way on a 3-1 count. We'll keep an eye on Gillian to see what the MGR man might have ordered in this particular spot. One on in the bottom of the fifth. Nobody out. Score tied at 2 apiece. Third place Dodgers. The sixth place Giants. Now the 3-1 pitch. An overhand fastball. A swung on a miss as a runner breaks. As he throws down to second. Not in time. And Gilliam steals it. I'll give Jim a stolen base. That'll be the Dodgers 38th of the year, and for Gilliam is 16th. 16 steals for Gilliam. He stands at second base now in better scoring position. With one out here in the... with nobody out here in the last of the fifth inning. Count is 3-2 on Gino Simoli. Gino playing in center field tonight in place of Duke Snyder, who's... Trick me is kicking up on him again. Simoli ready. 3-2 pitch to him by Crone. It's a curveball. Fouled away. Upstairs off the first base side. Three balls and two strikes. Valmy Thomas. Gilliam steps away from second. Now the 3-2 delivery on Gino Simoli. In it comes. Gino after it. It's a long fly ball deep to left center field. There's a well-hit raffle. Willie Mays running along the face of the wall. Makes the catch. Gilliam bags up. Here comes the throw. The third. Not nearly in time. Gilliam makes it. A long drive deep to left center field. Willie Mays snatched it right at the base of the wall. Oh, Simoli is off. Nice running catch by Willie Mays. That moves Jim Gilliam down to third base, where he can be scored now on a fly ball. Elmer Vallo coming up. Elmer has struck out, and he's rolled out to the right side, being thrown out by second baseman Danny O'Connell. Vallo batting at 318. All tied here in the bottom of the fifth inning at 2-2, and the Dodgers threatening to pick up the lead again. Red Worthington gets up and starts to throw down to John Bullpen once more. Elmer Vallo, solidly put together, left-hand hitter. Infield playing up tight. The pitch is made. Vallo after it. Bounces one down to second. O'Connell high in the air. Cannot make a play to the plate as Gilliam comes to score, but he does make his play first where they get Elmer Vallo. Well, the Dodgers pick up the lead. Elmer Vallo gets credit for the run batted in. The Dodgers out in front now, 3-2. High bounding ball, back to second base. Two down, the bases clean, the bottom of the fifth inning. The Dodgers lead it, and Hodges coming up. Gill has flied to center, and he singled to third base. Has driven in one run. Ready to work. Delivers to the right-hand hitter, and the pitch is over. It's an ease for strike one. Gill batting a 304. Strong in his pumping motion. Kicks and throws. Curve is low outside into the dirt and gets away from Thompson. One ball and one strike. Worthington continues to throw down in the John bullpen. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Brooklyn out in front. 3 runs, 5 hits. New York, 2 runs, 6 hits. Scoring opportunity came in the fifth inning when Gilliam walked, stole second, took third as Simoli fly to center field, and then came in to score on a ground out. Curveball is outside. Hodges, count of 2 balls, 1 strike. No
off of a 2-1 delivery. Crone cuts it loose. Hodges after it. It's a high fly ball into center field. It's an easy chance for Willie Mays. It finds the mitt, comes in, makes the catch. That's all for the Dodgers in the fifth inning. One run on, no base hit. There were no errors. There was nobody left on. So the score at the end of 5 full innings of play. It is Brooklyn, 3 runs on 5 hits, 1 error, and the visiting Giants, 2 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error.
You know, after 9 innings of hustling out there on the ball field, the player kind of likes to sit back a while and relax. Well, I guess you'd go for some of the same after you've been working at the job or around the house, huh? Well, let me tell you, to really enjoy relaxing, you put a cool glass of Schaefer beer in your hand. Talk about pleasure, man, that's it. A glass of golden amber Schaefer, tall and cool, tops off with a snowy white crown of foam. Why, it even looks relaxing. And when it comes to flavor, Schaefer's got it. The wonderful light and dusty flavor you want, but don't always find. You see, Schaefer is brewed only of rich barley malt, tangy hops, and other fine natural ingredients. So next time you're in the mood for some really enjoyable relaxing, do it with Schaefer beer. It's real beer.
Now we'll move into the top half of the sixth inning here with Hank Starr coming up for the Giants and stepping up to the microphone for Lucky Strike, Ben Scully.
Thank you, Al. Hi, everybody. Hank Sauer doubled and bounced out. Hank hitting 251. Takes a curveball in the dirt. Ball one. Sixth inning. Dodgers 3 runs and the Giants 2. The difference thus far. That big steal of second base by Gilliam going to third on a fly ball and scoring on the infield out. Sauer, Spencer, and Rose the way the Giants bat here in the sixth. Drysdale checking signed with Campanella. Now he's ready. The 1-0 pitch to Sauer. High fastball, ball two. 2-0. This is the first of a four-game series, all games being played at night. Tomorrow night, Johnny Padres or Roger Craig against Kurt Barkley. Wednesday night at Jersey City. The 2-0 pitch to Hank Sauer. Fastball for a strike. 2-1. That Jersey City ball game shapes up in advance to be a beauty. Johnny Antonelli going for New York, Don Newcomb for Brooklyn. The last time they pitched over there, you remember, the Giants and Antonelli won 1-0. Curveball in and over for the second strike, 2-2. Then to wrap it up Thursday night, right back here at Ebbets Field again, Ruben Gomez pitching for the Giants. 2-2 to Hank Sauer, first man up in the sixth inning. Brooklyn 3, Giants 2. Sauer has a pitch hit his bat, and the count remains 2-2. Don Drysdale and Ray Crone battling this one out. Already on the 2-2 pitch. Curveball got him swinging. So Sauer goes down. Drysdale picking up a couple of strikeouts, but he's trailing Crone, who has 6 thus far. 3 strikeouts for Don Drysdale now, and the batter is Dal Spencer. Slide to center, single to center, hitting 272. Works to Spencer. Sidearm fastball, cut on and foul tipped. 0-1. Have good news for you if you miss this ball game and wondering about tomorrow night. Kurt Barkley and either Padres or Craig. 20,000 seats just waiting to be picked up for tomorrow night's game. Strike one pitch, curveball on the corner, strike two. 0-2. On deck, Dusty Rhodes. We'll make your plans to spend some time with us tomorrow night here in Brooklyn, Wednesday night over at Jersey City, or Thursday night right back here at Ebbets Field. Good ball game, Giants and the Dodgers. Drysdale delivers 0-2. Sharp curve. It's slowly wide to third. Jackson over to Glovett. Sidearms a throw to Hodges, and we have two outs. Administration Brace will duck it in right now. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4, Dean Hunter plays the top hit recordings on the record band.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. It's 9:33.
Rusty Rhodes, the batter, is walked and flied to left, hitting 208. Sidearm fastball, dribbles foul outside of first. 0-1. Retrieved by Tommy Henrick, who left-handed back to the mound. Tenth meeting between the two clubs, the Dodgers have taken 6 of 9 and 3 out of 4 played here at Ebbets Field. 0-1 to Dusty Rhodes. 2 out of the 6. 3-2 Brooklyn. Drysdale delivers 0-1. Fastball too low. 1-1. Field on Dusty, around towards right, a gap in left center. Drysdale delivers 1-1, a changeup, and a little high with it, ball 2, 2-1. Don checks his signs. Now the 2-1 pitch to Rhodes. Fastball, foul tip, 2-2. Two pitch to Dusty Rhodes, curveball, a little looper, and it'll drop in for a base hit as Jim just tried to check his swing and looped it into left. Charlie Neal running back to retrieve it. So with 2 out, Rhodes checks his swing on a curve and loops a single to left field. So Jim 1 for 2, hits number 7 off Drysdale, and the batter, Valmy Thomas, who popped up and struck out. The catcher 0 for 2, batting 238. 2 out on the 6th, 3-2 Brooklyn. Drysdale turns on the rubber, now set. Checks the peak at Rhodes, a fastball to Thomas is cut out and missed for a strike. 0-1. Dodgers were home very early last night, flying back from Milwaukee. And that's the same story for the Giants. They didn't leave Cincinnati till over 11 o'clock our time. Strike one pitch is fouled away. 0-2. They had a long doubleheader. Oh and two. The count to Valmy Thomas. Dusty Rhodes at first base. 3-2 Brooklyn. Sixth inning. Grissom begins to loosen up a bit now in the Giant bullpen. Drysdale delivers 0-2, and the curve is outside and low. Ball 1. 1-2. Drysdale set. The 1-2 pitch, sharp curve, bounce down to Charlie Neal. Up with it cleanly, goes the short way, and that does it. They get the force on Rhodes. In the sixth inning for the Giants, no runs ahead, a man left on. There were no Dodger errors. And at the end of 5.5 innings of play, Brooklyn 3, the Giants 2. And just like that.
We go to the last half of inning number 6. Furlow, Campanella, and Jackson coming up in that order. Let's get right back to Vin.
Furlow had a fine Western trip. He had 9 hits in his last 4 ball games on the road, and he's 1 for 2 tonight. Singled off the bag at third in the second inning and eventually came around to score. Carr batting 271. Furlow, Campanella, and Jackson, bottom of the 6th inning, 3-2 Brooklyn. Seeing Carl comes up with a plate reminds us to remind you. Carl Perillo night, August the 28th. Cone looks down now to get a sign, and Thurlow settling in the hitter's box. Time calls for a moment. Now he's in. Cone goes to his windup. Thurlow waiting, and the pitch, the overhand curve outside. Ball one. 1-0. This will probably be Cone's last inning of work. He's due to bat first when the Giants hit in the seventh. Ray comes back 1-0 to Thurlow, and the fastball is cut on and missed. 1-1. Found out a quaint custom while we're in Milwaukee the other day. And for a moment, we thought there was another Ebbets Field. And we thought it was in Milwaukee until we found out the story on it. It's a popular ballpark. The 1-1 pitch to Thurlow. Fastball taken low and inside. Ball two. 2-1. You know, a dispatcher talks over the radio to the cab. We heard a dispatcher telling a cab to report to a certain address and pick up some customers and bring them to Ebbets Field. We figured, boy, that'll be a nice tab on the meter. Then we found out that particular dispatcher refers to County Stadium in Milwaukee by the name of the ballpark of the visiting club. Fastball, and a hot one, stabbed by Jablonski. He turns and makes his play. So Thurlow robbed of the base hit here at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. One up, one away. Roy Campanella is 1-2. Had himself a billiard shot, I guess, in the second inning. Hit one off Jablonski's glove over to Spencer, who threw high off Danny O'Connell's glove, trying to get a fourth. Can't be given a base hit. Is batting 235. On deck, Randy Jackson. Sixth inning, 3-2 Brooklyn. Ray Cone, Don Drysdale. Call. Campanella whacks at his spike. Now Ray's ready. And delivers. Fastball low. Ball one. Back again, 1-0 to Campanella, and the fastball low and away, ball two, 2-0. Dodgers 3 runs on 5 hits, 1 error. The Giants 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Now Ray ready, hesitates for a moment, delivers 2-0, and the curve is cut on and missed, 2-1. Beginning of a big homestand for Brooklyn. Tonight through Thursday with the Giants, Wednesday night team at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City. Dodgers go away over the weekend to Pittsburgh, come back to New York for a visit to the Polo Grounds, and then they really dig in back here at Brooklyn. Two runners, a fastball cut on, a fly ball into shallow left center. Mays on the run, coming in and takes it. Two down. So the Dodgers trying to pick up a half a game if they can tonight on the idle Cardinals. And the second-place Braves trying to tighten up a little. Brooklyn went into this ballgame trailing by 3. However, the Dodgers feel if they can just stay close, and then with the long homestand here at Brooklyn, the race will really be up for grabs. Well, time call for a moment. A youngster, tired of sitting in his seat, decides to run from left field through center over to right and now back in the stands, and there'll be a park policeman ready to take him away. Repaid attendance, 15,070, 15,070. Randy Jackson, the batter, two out on the sixth, 3-2 Brooklyn. Ray Cone delivers, fastball for a strike. Randy batting 244. Tonight he is bounced out and struck out. Cone back again with a strike on pitch, and the fastball is taken low and inside. 1-1. Dry Barnesdale and Crone battling this one out. Crone just staring in. Now he's ready. Ray delivers one and one. Curve ball just outside. Jackson checks his swing. Ball two. Still one. Dodgers, with a lot of injuries that have been hurting their ball club a bit, and the Giants are without the services of Whitey Luckman. Here's a 2-1 pitch to Jackson, a curve outside, ball three. Whitey came up with an upset stomach, which might be a case of the virus. Whitey missed the last couple of games on the road, and he's not in uniform tonight. Jackson waiting, three balls, one strike. Cone goes to work, and the 3-1 pitch to Randy. Fastball on the corner, strike two. So with two out, a full count to Randy Jackson in the bottom of the sixth inning. Brooklyn 3, Giants 2. First game of a four-game series, and we should have plenty of excitement before these two part come Thursday night. 3-2 pitch to Jackson. Fastball bounced down to short. Darryl Spencer up with it cleanly. Makes his play to Harris. Dodgers out in order 1-2-3. Crone has retired the last 6 men in a row. And at the end of 6 innings of play, the Dodgers 3 and the Giants 2.
How's the supply of Schaefer?
You got plenty on ice? You got some more in the cupboard? Or when that beer on ice disappears? Well, you better make sure there's plenty, and then maybe get an extra six-pack or two anyway. Because one thing's a sure sunrise. If there's Schaefer beer in your house, it's bound to disappear at a regular rate. Sure, once a guy discovers the wonderful flavor of Schaefer, the way his taste buds perk up at the taste of it, and the way his eyes tell him that he's in for real enjoyment just at the sight of it, well, that's all. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it disappears. So you'd better get some Schaefer today. It's real beer.
All right, Al. Ray Crone has bounced out in Ward, batting 063. He has 2 hits this year. Right-hand batter and Drysdale set to work to him. Don Wine starts him with a fastball and a fly ball to right field. Grillo right there, backs up a step or two and takes it for the out. One pitch, one out. Danny O'Connell as leadoff man, especially the way the Giant batting order is now listed, with Willie Mays batting second. O'Connell is one of the more important batters in the league. Anybody hitting ahead of Mays, like Alvin Dark, is so important, with Stan Musial following. Well, O'Connell tonight has gotten on base once, and it's paid off for New York. He doubled in the third inning, and Mays followed and hit a home run into the bleachers. Danny batting 254. Drysdale delivers, sharp curve, down low, ball one. One out, base is empty in the seventh, 3-2 Brooklyn. Randy Jackson tight to the bag at third now. The 1-0 pitch is fastball. It's too low, ball two. Paid attendance, 15,070. So he had plenty of seats for you tonight. Sorry you couldn't make it. Hope you make your plans to be with us tomorrow evening. 20,000 seats waiting to be picked up. 2-0 pitch, in for the strike. 2-1. Dodgers 3 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. Giants 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Drysdale staring in. Now the 2-1 pitch. Sidearm fastball and a tapper right back to the mound. Drysdale throws him out. Two down, and here's Willie Mays. Willie having quite a night. Single to right, hit a two-run home run in the third, and hit a line drive over Vallow's head for a base hit in the fifth. Mays batting 328, and the fastball is low and outside. Ball one. On deck, Ray Jablonski. Mays and Jablonski had fine road trips for the Giants. Mays, in the words of Bill Rigney, slightly on the sensational side, especially in Cincinnati. The 1-0 pitch to Willie. Fastball spins him around, and down he goes. Ball two. 2-0. Campbell Campanella, slowing down Drysdale now, holds his right hand up. Two balls, no strikes. The count to Willie Mays. Two out in the seventh inning. 3-2 Brooklyn. Drysdale ready. And the 2-0 pitch, a curveball hits the center field for a base hit. For Willie, his fourth hit. So Mays with a two-run home run and three singles tonight. So Drysdale has given up eight hits and four of them collected by Mays. Willie now has 131 base hits. The batter, Ray Jablonski, was 0 for 3, batting .299. He has 6 home runs, 23 runs batted in. Willie leads the major leagues in stolen bases with 30, and with two out on his ball club trailing by one, is a decided threat to go at first. Drysdale checking him, still staring, now delivers, and the fastball is fouled away, 0-1. Jablonski the batter, on deck Gail Harris. Hodges holding Mays to the bag. Drysdale turns now, looks over his left shoulder at Mays, who's kind of quiet now, and draws a throw. Dodgers perhaps figuring they're low before the storm. Willie jumps off the bag again, Drysdale watching him, and fires again, and Willie retreats. 1-1 the count to Ray Jablonski. Two out in the seventh. 3-2 Brooklyn. Mays does not have too short a lead. Now he starts to increase a little more. It's not a daring lead as yet. Drysdale checks. The strike one pitch. A high foul back of the plate and out of play. Campanella colliding with plate umpire Frank Sicori, but he had no play anyway. 0-2 the count. Now checking the count, no balls and two strikes. He'll be extra wary for the Dodgers, conceivably in this spot, can call for a couple of pitch outs. We'll see. Willie inching off the bag again. Drysdale checks him. Now delivers. They pitch out, but Willie stays right where he is. One ball, two strikes. Good ball game. We're in the seventh. 3-2 Brooklyn. Drysdale ready and throws to first, and Mays gets back. The 1-2 pitch, curveball just inside, 2-2. So the deuce is up, two balls, two strikes, two out on the seventh. 3-2 Brooklyn, Mays at first base. Dale backs off the rubber, goes to the rosin bag. Jablonski with a quiet bat, just waiting. Drysdale checks and throws to first again. In the Dodger bullpen, just about ready to limber up, is Clem Levine. Drysdale looks to first, now delivers, and the fastball is high. Ball three. So Drysdale has gone to a full count to Jablonski with two outs. Mays ready to go on the pitch. Jabba waiting at the plate. Gail Harris on deck. Drysdale set. Checking Mays. There goes Willie in the pitch. Cut on and foul back. Count remains. Three balls, two strikes. Quite a battle going on. Drysdale in the middle. He's trying to get Jablonski in at the same time. Keep an eye on Mays. When the Dodgers hit in the seventh, they'll have Neal, Drysdale, and Gilliam. Don shaking no to Campanella's signs. Now he's ready. Mays goes, the 3-2 is cut on, hits a deep center, Simoli one in, now goes away back, and one hands it, going away. Jablonski hit a line drive to center. Cimoli started to come in, and the ball took off. And Dino made a circle, and with his back to the plate, going to the wall, one-handed it, going away. Well, the Giants in the seventh. No runs, one hit. A man left on. Cimoli getting a round of applause for his effort. At the end of six and a half innings of play, Brooklyn 3, the Giants 2.
It's light up time. He's happy, go lucky. It's light up time. For the taste that you like, light up a lucky strike. You'll say it's the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
We move along now to the last half of inning number seven as the Dodgers will send up Charlie Neal. Then comes the pitcher spot, Don Drysdale and Gilliam. So for more of the action, let's get back to Vince.
Well, Charlie Neal is hitting 267. Get on a fielder's choice in the second inning on the play in the plate when Frillo scored. And he struck out in the fourth when Ray Cohn struck out the side. Neal, Drysdale, and Gilliam. Bottom of the seventh, 3-2 Brooklyn. Labine, down in the Dodger bullpen, has stopped throwing. Ray Cohn delivers a curveball that's cut on and fouled back. Out of play. 0-1. Brooklyn, 3 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. The Giants, 2 runs, 8 hits and 1 error. As the Dodgers know all about out-hitting another club. That thing yesterday at Milwaukee was something when they got 18 base hits and went down. The strike one pitch to Neal. Fastball in there, 0-2. Cohn kicks to the dirt now, smoothing it off where his follow-through tears it up. 0-2 to Charlie Neal. Ready, and Ray delivers 0-2, and a fastball is just outside. Ball one. 1-2. Cohn has struck out 6 men tonight, striking out the side in the fourth. Now the 1-2 pitch to Charlie Neal. Fastball just inside. 2-2. Neal started off and checked his swing. Thanks to Corey, the plate umpire. Stan Landis at first, Bill Baker at second, and Frank Descoli at third. Neal waiting, 2-2. Cohn ready, and a 2-2. Curveball hit the right field close to the line. Rhodes coming on, but it drops in for a base hit and bounces off the wall away from him. Neal goes to second, makes a turn, and holds there. Neal doubles to right field to open up the seventh inning. That is hit number 6 off Ray Cohn, and the first hit for Brooklyn since Hodges singled off Ray Jablonski's glove in the third inning. Now a meeting at the mound with Don Drysdale to be the batter. The Giants might be figuring Drysdale to bunt, and they want to get their infield position set up. Ray Jablonski, second baseman Danny O'Connell, and first baseman Harris, along with pitcher Ray Cohn, talking things over. Marv Grissom up in the Giant bullpen. Now the meeting at the mound broken up. Drysdale tonight has struck out twice. He has 5 hits this year. Good for 2 home runs, 5 runs batted in. Pitch to Drysdale, he does bunt and bunts it back foul, 0-1. Gale Harris coming to the plate on it. On that particular bunt, Drysdale had tipped it off. He had turned to face the pitcher. Jablonski not coming in, not even fainting coming in. He went right to the bag. Cincinnati has a variation on the bunt defense, just occasionally. They'll have the first baseman remain in the normal depth and have the second baseman charge in. Giants working the conventional defense against the bunt right now. Drysdale around the bunt, and Cone steps off the rubber, driving Neal back to the bag. Jablonski about 5 feet off the bag at third, playing catty corner now. The pitch to Drysdale, pitch out, and there's no throw to second base. Spencer cut in back of Neal, but Charlie was right near the bag. One ball and one strike. The count to Don Drysdale. Nobody out in the seventh inning. Neal at second. Dodgers 3, Giants 2. When the Giants bat in the eighth, they'll have Harris, Sauer, and Spencer. Lay Cone ready. Now the 1-1 pitch. Drysdale punts, and it's a good one. The only play, if any, and it can't be made by Cone. Drysdale's bunt was so good that it pulled in third baseman Jablonski, though you knew a sacrifice had to be worked. But it was in such a spot that Cone came down and hurriedly tried to field it and couldn't do it, and it goes as a base hit. So Drysdale really put down a beauty for a bunt single. Runners at first and third with nobody out. Seven hits for Brooklyn off Ray Cone, and the batter Jim Gilliam, who was 0 for 2. However, Junior has been a pivotal figure in the ballgame. In the fifth inning, he walked, stole second, advanced to third on a fly ball to center, and came in on an infield out. Junior hitting 246. Valmy Thomas out to the mound again to talk to Ray Cone. The Giant infield, the right side as of the moment, playing in. We'll see how they finally set themselves. Harris is playing just about even with the bag, and now they call in Dow Spencer, so the entire infield is in tight. But Rigney had to get off the bench to get his shortstop's attention. Cone ready, checks his men, and delivers in the curve to Gilliam, low and outside. Ball one. Giant infield in tight. Dodgers have runners at first and third with nobody out on the seventh. Brooklyn 3, Giants 2. Grissom in the bullpen. Delivers 1-0 to Gilliam, a fastball high, a bluff to third, sends Charlie Neal back to the bag on his chest. Neal not taking any chances. Checks his men, now delivers to Junior. Curveball, punched down to Spencer, who goes, turns around and goes to O'Connell for the tag on Drysdale, and the run is scored by Neal. Drysdale arguing that he was already at the bag. It was quite a surprising play with the infield up. The ball was hit maybe just two strides to Spencer's left, and I guess Neal figured they would certainly go to the plate. But Spencer hesitated, and in his hesitant move towards the plate, he almost conned Danny O'Connell out of the play. Meanwhile, Drysdale sliding into second. And when Spencer whirled and threw to O'Connell, like a startled deer out there, Danny grabbed the ball and quickly stepped on the bag just ahead of Drysdale. Well, Drysdale gets a round of applause. Walter Austin out there to get him off before he gets too hot. Gilliam hits into a fourth play with the infield drawn up, 6-4. Neal carries over a big run. The Dodgers now lead 4-2. Gilliam safely on at first. The batter, Gino Cimoli. Cimoli is 2-for-3, hitting .306. Made a fine defensive play to rob Jablonski in the seventh inning. Cone delivers, and the curve cut on and missed. Cimoli going all the way around. 0-1. Brooklyn 4, Giants 2, bottom of the seventh inning. Gilliam held on by Gale Harris. Strike one pitch by Cole, and a fastball inside sends Cimoli jumping away. One ball, one strike. 4-2 Brooklyn, one out in the seventh. We'll get a station break in after Smoley's that turn.
and one. Crone delivers, fastball in there at the knees, strike two, one and two. The count to Gino Cimoli. Gilliam inching off the bag at first. He has a short lead at the moment. Now increases it a bit. Crone delivers one and two. The curve is outside. Cimoli started offering check. Two and two. Brooklyn, four runs, 7 hits, and one error. The Giants, two runs, 8 hits, one error. Looks in to get a sign from Val McThomas. Now he's ready. Looks to Gilliam. Junior goes. The 2-2 is a curve outside, and Thomas drops the ball in his anxiety to throw hurriedly at second. Val McThomas grabbed the ball and twisted sideways to get off a throw and dropped the ball. Stolen base for Gilliam. Team steals for Gilliam. He's stolen two bases tonight. 3-2, the count to Cimoli. 4-2, Brooklyn in the seventh. One away. Crone looks back at second, delivers a curve that's cut on and fouled away. Count remains 3-2. Hope you make your plans to catch one or two ball games, if you can, of this Giant-Dodger series. Tomorrow night, right back here at Ebbets Field. Kurt Barkley for New York, either Johnny Padres or Roger Craig for Brooklyn. Wednesday night will be over at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City, and that should be a beauty. Johnny Antonelli and Don Newcomb. Then on Thursday night, to wrap things up, we'll be right back here at Brooklyn. When was the last time you were out at Ebbets Field? Been out here this year? Come on out. 3-2 pitch to Cimoli. Fastball, foul back. Count remains 3-2. Lucky Strike, blowing smoke rings to you in the cool of the evening from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. A light breeze slanting over towards the right field corner from the back of the left field stand. Crone staring in, Gilliam coming away off second. Now, Ray Crone is ready. 3-2 pitch. Curveball cut on and looped into left center field. That'll be in for a base hit. And Gilliam will score easily. All Mays can do is lob it back into second. So Cimoli loops a single. Gilliam scores. It's 5-2 Brooklyn, and let's pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
The attics of Bob and Ray, lively music, the latest weather and sports flashes, all yours on the 5 at 5. Weekday afternoons on WOKO. Dial 1460, Albany, New York.
All right, one out. Back here in Brooklyn, score 5-2 Brooklyn. Cimoli driving in his 40th run at first base, and the batter Elmer Vallo. Crone sends a fastball low, ball one. Well, Jim Gilliam tonight twice has stolen second, and each time has been able to come around to score. Tonight is 0 for 3. 1-0 pitch, Delmer. Fastball hit down to Darryl Spencer, who steps on second, throws to first, and they get the double play. Cimoli erased at second, and for Brooklyn in the seventh inning, they pick up two runs on three hits. Nobody left on. There were no Giant errors. And at the end of seven innings, Brooklyn 5 and the Giants 2.
Well, have you seen the 1957 edition of the Dodger Yearbook? It's a dandy. 48 pages of anecdotes, stories, pictures, and records of the Dodgers, and that terrific Willard Mullen cartoon on the cover. And have you seen the brand new Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book? Man, it's just crammed full of information. All-time records, complete rosters of all the major league teams, diagrams of the ballpark, a radio TV directory for every club, a fine piece on Pee Wee Reese, and also Emmett Kelly. Boy, this is some book.
Well, listen to this. Both these fine books can be yours for only 50 cents. That's what I said. Both the 1957 Dodger Yearbook and the brand new Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book can be yours for just half a dollar. Now, here's how to get yours. Send 50 cents along with your name and address to Dodger Baseball Books, Box 119, Brooklyn, New York. That's Dodger Baseball Books, Box 119, Brooklyn, New York. Yes, sir, the biggest bargain of the year and the finest in the baseball reading league. It's a fine gift for that youngster of yours, too. And remember, this offer is being made for a limited time only. So order yours today.
It's 5-2. The Dodgers lead it. We go back to the top of the eighth and back to Ben.
Gale Harris will lead it off. He's 0-3 and taps one right by the mound. Drysdale up with it, makes his play to first, and Harris now is 0-4. One pitch, one out. Hank Sauer is 1-3, doubled in the second inning. Hank hitting .250. Brooklyn, 5 runs on 8 hits and 1 error. The Giants, 2 runs, 8 hits and 1 error. And then 1 home run hit in the ballgame. 2-run home run hit by Willie Mays. Drysdale gets a sign from Campanella. Called on, delivers, and the fastball a little high. Ball 1, 1-0. On deck, Darryl Spencer. Pitch, sidearm fastball, and a high fly ball to straightaway center. It's an easy play for Cimoli, who moves slightly to his left and takes it to the out. Two down. That brings up Spencer. Fly to center. Single to center, and bounced out. Darryl hitting .271. His 10 home runs, 37 runs batted in. Dodgers trying to win this one tonight and then cut half a game of the Braves' lead. More technically, of the Cardinals. Braves in second place, trailing by half. The pitch to Spencer, sidearm curve, in for the strike, on one. Dodgers, should they win tonight, would trail by 2.5. The strike one pitch, sharp curve in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Cincinnati trailing by 4.5, and they'll be playing the Milwaukee Braves at County Stadium beginning tomorrow night. Drysdale's 1-1 pitch is a fastball low and inside. Ball 2, 2-1. Two out, bases empty in the eighth inning. Brooklyn 5, Giants 2. First game of a four-game series, meeting number 10 of the year. The 2-1 pitch to Spencer. Fastball, a bunt attempt. Count 2-2. Outfield on Spencer, just about straight away. Drysdale ready. Now the 2-2 pitch. Curveball cut on, a high pop fly. Hodges going out, but Gilliam hollers him off the ball, and Jim takes it for the third out. Giants out in order in the eighth, and at the end of 7.5 innings of play, Brooklyn 5 and the Giants 2.
The injury plague that's been with the Dodgers all season hasn't been limited to the players.
No, sir.
Now Doc Wendler is ill. He has a stomach virus that will keep him sidelined for a couple of days. The new Dodger plane made it back from Milwaukee in 2 hours and 50 minutes. It arrived so early that many of the wives and friends of the players weren't on hand to drive them home. Well, thanks, Happy Joe Lucky. We'll be checking in with you later on more of your Clubhouse Chat. Now it's to the bottom of the eighth inning. Gil Hodges coming up. The Brooklyn Dodgers lead it by a score of 5-2. Well, Ben, you all ready?
Yeah, we're ready, Al. Now, that roar in the background, a couple of youngsters running out on the field. That happened in England too early. I don't know why kids would do that. You know what I was thinking of watching the young boys run around? Remember the great Joe Louis remark talking about Billy Kahn? He said he can run, but he can't hide. That's what happens out here at the ballpark. You eventually have to meet the law. Gil Hodges takes a curve low and inside. Ball one. Bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn 5 and the Giants 2. Hodges hitting 303. Lined out. Single. Fly to center. 1-0 pitch to Gil. Curve that's in for the strike. 1-1. Something coming down on the field. I don't know what it is. And right now everybody's busy picking them up. Like little white pebbles from here, it's hard to say. Balmy Thomas, Frank Sikoy, Gil Hodges, bat boy Eddie Lehan, all picking them up. 1-1 the count. Last of the eighth, 5-2 Brooklyn. Now the 1-1er. Crone delivers, fastball low, ball 2, 2-1. The Dodgers led 1-0 at the end of two innings, and the Giants, on Willie Mays' two-run home run, took the lead of 2-1. Brooklyn tied it in the third, went ahead with one in the fifth, went out in front by three when they came up with two runs in the seventh. They lead 5-2. 2-1 pitch to Hodges, a fastball that's low, ball 3. 3-1. Ray Cohn has come upon hard times this year. Record 4-5. Delivers 3-1 to Hodges, who swings and doesn't get it. 3-2. Cohn fixed a complete game victory when he was with the Braves against Brooklyn on June the 11th, and that was his last complete game. He made 8 incomplete starts since then, not counting tonight. He has a 4-game losing streak. 1-4 with the Giants. 3-2 pitch to Hodges. Fastball cut on and missed. Strike 3. So Gil strikes out for Cohn, his 7th strikeout. The Dodgers lead, however, 5-2, and the batter is Carl Furlow. Furlow has an infield single, struck out and bounced out. Carl hitting 270. Members night, August 28th. Make it one he'll never forget. Just by being on hand, you help to make it a night. Make a fellow feel good to see a big crowd out here honoring him. The Furlow's night in the spotlight. Cohn ready and delivers. And a curveball on the outside corner for a strike. On one. 5-2 Brooklyn. One out, bases empty, bottom of the eighth inning. Tomorrow night, Kurt Barkley for the Giants and either Johnny Padres or Roger Craig for Brooklyn. Strike one pitch, another curve outside, 1-1. When the Giants bat in the ninth, they'll have Dusty Rhodes, Balmy Thomas, and Ray Crone's spot due to come up. Crone delivers 1-1 to Furlow and looked like a changeup outside and low, ball 2, 2-1. Ready to work to him now, and the 2-1 pitch. Fastball in for the strike. Furlow of a mind to swing and check. 2-2. 15,070 on hand tonight. Hope you'll be with us tomorrow night. And if you can, maybe over at Roosevelt Stadium Wednesday night. The series concludes Thursday night back here at Ebbets Field. The 2-2 pitch, curveball fouled away. The Giant pitching is set up for the series. Ray Cohn tonight, Kurt Barkley tomorrow night, Johnny Antonelli over at Jersey City, and Ruben Gomez due to wrap it up Thursday night. The Dodgers will have either Padres or Craig working tomorrow night, and Newcomb over at Jersey City. The 2-2 pitch, a fastball fouled back. Thursday night's game is still kind of a question mark. It's conceivable that the man who does not work tomorrow, either Padres or Craig, would work Thursday, and there's also an outside chance that maybe Danny McDevitt will work it. And that's a pretty good setup for you. Chrome ready, 2-2 to Carl Furlow. Right-hander ready and delivers. Fastball that's lined to left field. Sauer comes on and drops the ball at his ankles, and Frillo holds on. Thing tried to grab it just off his right ankle and couldn't hold on to it. It'll go as a base hit. Tough play for an outfielder charging a sinking line drive. So Frillo chimes in with his second hit. That is hit number 9 off Ray Cohn, and it brings up Roy Campanella. Roy 1-for-3 with an infield single, batting .234. Marv Grissom ready to warm up again now in the Giant bullpen. One out. Cone delivers, curve to Campy, who's fouled it away. 0-1. Lucky Strike sending it all to you from Ebbets Field tonight. Dodgers mighty happy to be home after a 14-game road trip. They won 8 and lost 6. And they're home for a pretty good spell outside for a brief visit to Pittsburgh and to the Polo Ground. Strike 1 pitch to Campanella. Fastball at his knees. Strike 2. The Dodgers, outside of those two little jump-away stops, will be home until September the 3rd. And boy, there'll be a lot of business conducted at this old stand between now and then. The strike 2 pitch to Campy, a fastball low, ball 1-2. Rillo at first, one out, bottom of the 8th, 5-2 Brooklyn. Pawn at the dirt. Now looks in to get a sign from Balmy Thomas. Ray to a stretch. Now a check of first. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball cut on and hit down the right field line, beginning to slice and go foul. Hits the top roller, bounces in the air, and settles into the hands of one of the Dodgers in the bullpen. Count remains 1-2. Randy Jackson. The 1-2 pitch to Roy. Overhand fastball, a big high bouncer to Spencer, who grabs it and goes to second. The throw to first is not in time. Campanella hit one right down in the dirt. It's a big high bouncer to Spencer. Not only did he have to wait for it to come to him, but O'Connell had to wait a second for the toss. He was a setting duck for Ferrillo to wrap up, and the throw to first didn't have much on it. Fourth play, 6-4. Two down, the batter Randy Jackson. Randy is 0-for-3, bounced out twice and struck out, batting .242. On deck, Charlie Neal. Curveball to Jackson, cut on and missed for a strike. The crowd down in the left field corner beginning that habit of getting on the visiting pitcher warming up in the bullpen. Strike 1 pitch to Jackson is in there, 0-2. Reminds us that the first time it happened at Ebbets Field, where a crowd suddenly concentrated on a visiting pitcher, oohing and aahing as he threw, was when the Giants were here earlier this year and when Marv Grissom was loosening up in the bullpen. So Marv is no stranger to it. Some of the other pitchers are first amazed and then start to have fun with the crowd. Strike 2 pitch to Jackson. Curveball just outside. Ball 1. 1-2. Two out in the 8th. Brooklyn 5 runs, 9 hits and 1 error. The Giants 2 runs, 8 hits and 1 error. And Grissom now is starting to have some fun. He'll give the crowd in the left field corner a big motion in the last time he threw a balloon. Now he's back to throwing hard again. Jackson waiting. The 1-2 pitch by Ray Cohn. A fastball, foul back. 1-2. Grissom in the bullpen starts a double pump, then hesitates, and the crowd starts to giggle a bit. Marv Reddy down in the bullpen and delivers, and the crowd oohs and ahs. Some pitchers will wind up, give it all the motion they have, and then not throw at all. That time, Grissom, halfway to his windup, just froze like a statue. All right, the play at the plate. The 1-2 pitch, a fastball grounded to Darryl Spencer, who bobbles the ball, picks it up, throws to first, too late. So Spencer, in booting the ball, I think it might have hit him in the chest and then in the chin. So Darryl draws an error, and Don Zimmer will now run for Randy Jackson at first base. Error to Darryl Spencer. The second giant error of the evening. Dodgers at first and second, two out, and Charlie Neal the batter.
Number 23,
Charlie Neal batting 270. Is 1-for-3. He doubled to right field his last time up in the seventh inning and eventually came around to score. Fastball slash foul off the facade of the upper deck and bounds down below. The fan in the box seats makes a fine play. And Neal really triggered one that time. The boom, 0-1. Meanwhile, not back at the ranch, but back in the giant bullpen, Marv Grissom still warming up and the crowd really getting the boot out of it. Amazing thing about it, but you come out here and the folks have fun no matter what's going on the field, no matter what section they're in, they dream up something. It's good to see. Throne ready. A strike one pitch. Fastball, a half swing, and it's in there. 0-2. Remember when Bill Nicholson used to play during the war for the Chicago Cubs and the crowd used to give him that Swiss treatment every time he moved the bat back and forth? They really used to sing it out for Bill. Cone set. The strike two pitch. Fastball just inside. 1-2. Roy Campanella at second. Don Zimmer running for Randy Jackson at first. 2 out in the eighth. 5-2 Brooklyn. Checks his runners. Now the 1-2 pitch to Neal. Curveball fouled off first base down the line, heading for the stands and back in. Gets the lip of the upper deck. Checking signs, 1-2 to Charlie Neal. Drysdale due to follow. 2 outs. Cone delivers 1-2, and the fastball is low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The ballpark, the stands on the left field side are almost split down the middle from third base towards home plate. The people are watching the ball game from third base down the line. They're all watching Grissom, who right now is not warming up. He just kind of had a set stop, but now he throws. The pitch to Neal, low, 3. Still kind of in the main ring, it's Ray Cone pitching to Charlie Neal, and off in the corner, having a lot of fun, the crowd watching Marv Grissom warm up. Full count to Neal, 2 out, runners ready to go in the eighth. 5-2 Brooklyn. Campanella from second, Zimmer from first. Cone checks. The runners go, and the curveball is bounced to Ray Jablonski. Fires over to first for the out, and that does it in the eighth. For Brooklyn in the eighth inning, no runs, one hit. There was one error, and two men left on. The end of 8 innings of play, Brooklyn 5 and the Giants 2.
Well, you know, it's not very often that philosophy and baseball go together, but Mr. Gil Hodges has managed to combine the two. All right, Gil.
Those best jockeys, they can sit there all day long making one wisecrack after another and really have themselves a ball. Me, I'll just leave it to the other guys and take my fun after the game. That means grabbing a char and sitting around with the lucky. They're all cigarette, all tobacco, all the way through. I'd say Luckies are the best tasting cigarette I ever smoked.
Yes, sir, Gil, smokers everywhere find that Luckies taste better, and for good reason. Luckies are made of fine, mild, naturally good-tasing tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. So do as Gil says and light up a Luckies. You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
The top for the ninth inning. Have a change for the Brooklyn Dodgers. And for the New York Giants, it'll be Rhodes coming up to the plate. All right, then.
Don Zimmer, who ran for Jackson at third now. Bob Kennedy warming up Drysdale while Campanella, who's on the base pass, puts on the gear. Now to the ninth. 5-2 Brooklyn. Dusty Rhodes. Don Mueller out on deck. Maybe he'll hit instead of Valmy Thomas, and we'll see about Ray Krohn's spot. Dusty Rhodes tonight has walked, flied to left, and looped a single to left. Dusty hitting .213. Drysdale delivers, fastball cut on, a high pop fly. Don Zimmer at third, coming in at the mound now, just back of the mound, and makes the play. So Zimmer just getting into the ballgame. One pitch, and he has a chance and a putout. Now Don Mueller hitting for Valmy Thomas. Don batting .233. And over at the bat rack, Bobby Thompson to hit for Ray Krohn. Drysdale delivers, and Mueller takes a strike on one. Sandy Koufax and Clem Labine getting ready in the Brooklyn bullpen just in case. Strike one pitch, sidearm fastball hit foul down the line. Carries into the upper deck. 0-2. Drysdale delivers, fastball, it's fouled away. Count remains, no balls, two strikes. Brooklyn 5, Giants 2 in the ninth inning, the first game of a four-game series. Remember now, tomorrow night, Johnny Podres or Roger Craig against Kurt Barkley here at Brooklyn. Wednesday night, the Johnny Antonelli and Don Newcomb at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City. Fastball is bounced wide at third. Zimmer knocks it down and can't make a play. Zimmer had a strange thing happen to him as he was sliding over to the left to field the ball. I think he kicked some dirt into his eyes. Well, just as soon as he bobbled the ball, Zimmer never made a move and began to pull at his right eye. I think that's what happened to him. Don Drysdale is standing directly in front of him looking into his eye. But as a quick guess, as Zimmer went to his left to field the ball, you know how your feet would glide with the spikes on him, I think he kicked dirt into his own eye. Bill Buehler is out there right now looking at the right eye, along with Gil Hodges, Drysdale, and Neal. And now Walter Austin goes out. Oh, well, finally, Don's all right. He'll stay in there. It's a pretty play. Oh, that'll go as a base hit. Don Mueller hitting one wide at third. Zimmer got his glove on it. I think he kicked dirt into his eye and then had no idea where the ball went as it dropped out of his glove. Bobby Thompson now coming up to hit for Ray Krohn. Bobby hitting .239. Hodges now rolling Mueller on, and Campanella points there to alert Drysdale to that fact. Sidearm fastball to Thompson is a high foul to the left of the plate. Campanella and Zimmer converging. Who's going to call? They bump together, and Campanella makes the play. Campy, in catching the foul, turned. Zimmer ran into him and bumped Campanella just back of the right ear, but he's all right. Actually, with a crowd like this, the high foul, I guess it should have been Drysdale's play to get down there and make sure that the men knew which one was going to have the play. With the crowd roaring, Campanella and Zimmer collided, but fortunately not seriously. Okay, two out in the ninth. Mueller at first base, and the batter Danny O'Connell, who becomes a very, very big man. For on deck is Willie Mays. Drysdale delivers, and O'Connell swings and doesn't get it. If O'Connell goes out, the ball game's all over. If he gets on, Willie Mays, when he comes to the plate, will represent the tying run. O'Connell tonight has one hit, batting .253. Drysdale delivers, side-on fastball, whacked by Don Zimmer and down the line for a base hit. Mueller makes his turn and holds on, and here comes Willie Mays, who is 4-for-4. Walter Alston coming out to the mound. We'll see about Drysdale, who has now allowed 2 runs but 10 hits. He is leading 5-2 with 2 out in the ninth. The Giants have runners at first and second, and Willie Mays the batter. Alston has made a motion to the bullpen, and Clem Labine, who is warming up with Sandy Koufax, will be brought in. So Drysdale works 8 2/3 innings. Gave up 10 hits. And at least 2 runs. Don cannot lose the ball game. He is responsible only for the men on the base path. He can be the winner, or depending upon how Labine fares, he might have nothing to do at all with it. Willie Mays tonight singled to right field in the first inning, hit a 2-run home run into the center field seats in the third, singled to left field in the fifth, singled to center field in the seventh. Willie's average at .329, and Labine taking over for Don Drysdale. Oh, while Drysdale comes walking off, Labine going to get squared away out there in the mound. A lot of things jumping around Ebbets Field from now until September the 3rd. And to remind you of a couple of them, here's Al.
Well, I'd like to remind you folks, too, about the 3 more dates in Jersey City this season. This Wednesday night, the New York Giants, and a week from Friday, that's Friday, August 16th, the Pittsburgh Pirates. The final game at Roosevelt Stadium, a night game. The night after Labor Day, that's September 3rd, with the Philadelphia Phillies. 3 exciting ball games in Jersey City, rounding out another exciting season across the river. Hope you Jersey Dodger fans will be getting out for all 3. Tickets on sale at the Bostonian store and Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City, the Surplus store in Bayonne, Solomon Sports store in Elizabeth. At tomorrow night's game, a party of red-hot baseball fans from the Navy Depot in Bayonne. Other parties are welcome, of course. Join the fun of baseball in Jersey City. Don't forget, we'll be looking forward to seeing you over there. We look forward to seeing you right here at Ebbets Field tomorrow night, too. And these two clubs will be squaring off against each other again. Well, Clem Labine is on now in relief of young Don Drysdale. Throwing a couple of warm-up pitches down. He's feeling them out. New York right now standing 2 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, and Brooklyn 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. Labine is being asked to save another ball game for Brooklyn, this time for Don Drysdale, who hasn't completed the ball game since the first drive. So, we're ready to go now with Willie Mays stepping up to the plate. Okay, Ben.
Clem Labine is making his 47th appearance in relief. He is 5-5 with the league and has saved 15. Willie Mays has been declaring a one-man war tonight. Labine delivers, Mays checks, and the pitch is in for the strike. 0-1. So, ninth inning fireworks. Brooklyn 5, Giants 2, Don Mueller at second, Danny O'Connell at first, and the count to Mays, 0-1. Labine straddling the rubber, now he's ready. The strike one pitch to Mays. Fastball up high. 1-1.
WOKO, Albany, New York.
After Mays, Ray Jablonski. Mark Grissom throwing away in the Giant bullpen. The folks no longer are watching the bullpen. The eyes are riveted right now on the mound and home plate. Labine delivers 1-1. Pitch fastball cut on and missed. Strike 2, and Mays is trying to hit that one out of sight. Willie has 25 home runs, 70 runs batted in. Labine staring in. Mays moving that bat back and forth. 1 ball and 2 strikes with 2 outs. Labine checks the runners. The pitch. Fastball fouled away. Lida Balucky hang right with us. Len Levine and Willie Mays battling it out here in the ninth. Mays waiting, Levine staring in. Both base runners have short leads. Mays ready, and the 1-2 pitch. Curve outside, 2-2. Deep around towards left. Perillo is to the left of the scoreboard, so all of right field is wide open. And time called, Mays jumps out of that hitter's box. Went out as if he had seen a rattlesnake up there. Now he's back in. 2-2 the count. Levine a check of his runners. The 2-2 pitch. Sinker low, ball three. Come down to this. A full count with two out. Mays the batter, Mueller at second, O'Connell at first. Dodgers five, Giants two in the ninth. Levine ready. The runners go. The curveball is fouled away. Mays, perhaps a little over anxious, appeared to reach for the curve. Might have been on the corner, but as he fouled it away, Willie was talking to himself, shaking his head. And he's now about 15 feet away from home plate and now slowly walking back to the hitter's box. Willie's still not in that hitter's box. Count remains, 3-2. Campanella is angled slightly just off the outside corner. He's not dead center back of the plate. Mays waiting. Levine checks. The 3-2 pitch. Curve taps slowly down to short. Neal charges. Up with it. Fires in time. So Willie goes 4-for-5, and the fifth time that he goes out here in the ninth inning closes job. In the ninth, no runs, two hits, and two men left on for the Giants. So that does it. The final score, the Dodgers 5 and the Giants 2. We'll be back with the final recap of the game in just a moment.
Slide up, lucky, you slide up time. Be happy, go lucky, it's light up time. For the taste that you like, light up a lucky strike. You'll say it's the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Here are tonight's totals for the Brooklyn Dodger win. For Brooklyn, 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 6 men on here tonight. Drysdale going 8 2/3 innings, relieved by Clem Levine. Drysdale has now won 9 ball games. He has lost 6. He's 2-1 with the Giants for 1957. For the Giants, 2 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. They left 9 on here tonight. Ray Krohn going all the way for the New York Giants sustains the loss. His record is now 4 wins. This was his 6th defeat.